Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Yod Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Tesim Abayz. So says the Mishnah that Ein Bein Shiloh Yerushalayim, there's no difference between when the Mishkan was in Shiloh and the Beis HaMikdash being in Yerushalayim. So there's no difference between the cities of Shiloh and Yerushalayim during those times. Elisha b'Shiloh Oichlim Kachim Kalim U'Maiser Sheni B'chol Araya. When it comes to Shiloh, so you could eat Kachim Kalim and Maiser Sheni not just in Shiloh, but also in a city that could see either Shiloh or the Mishkan, but even B'chol HaRaya. Whereas, Ubi Yerushalayim, Lefnim Min HaChoyma, the Yerushalayim, you could only eat Kachi Kalim and Maaser Sheni if you're within the walls of Yerushalayim. But if you're outside the walls, you cannot eat these things there, even if you're a Raya. V'kan v'kan, Kachi Kachim, Nechon Lefnim Min HaChoyim. They're both the same, in the sense that Kachi Kachim could only be eaten within the walls of the Azara, and within the curtains, within the walls of the Mishkan. And says the Mishnah now, a second difference though that exists between Shiloh and Yerushalayim, that Kedusha Shiloh Yesh Acharei Heter, when it came to Shiloh, so after the 369 years that the Mishkan was in Shiloh, when the Mishkan was destroyed, so then the Heter of Bamos returned, whereas Yerushalayim Ein Acharei Heter. Yerushalayim, the Kedusha never went away, and therefore the Heter to bring a carbon on a Bama, that never came back. Once we had the Beis HaMikdash, there was no more bringing a carbon on a Bama. Amar Reb Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says, now like our Mishnah, that Shemati, I heard from my Rebbeim, Shemakrivim v'beis Chonyai b'smanezeh. You're even allowed to bring a carbon in Beis Chonyai, the mini Beis HaMikdash that Chonyai built in Egypt. You're allowed to bring a carbon there b'smanezeh. So you see from here two chidushim. First of all, Ksavar Beis Chonyai lav Beis Avodah Zarah. First of all, you see that he held that Beis Chonyai is not a Beis Avodah Zarah. Chonyai was not building it for Avodah Zarah purposes. Ukasavar, and you also see that Rabbi Yitzchak or his Rebbeim held that Kitcha Rishayna Kitcha L'Shaita V'ulai Kitcha L'Asilava, that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim went away once Yerushalayim was destroyed. And Mamela, now you could bring a carbon elsewhere. You could bring a carbon on the Bama. And what's his makar? What would be the makar to say that the Kedusha went away? Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Ki lo yibasem adat al menucha vel anachla. The Torah says you could bring a carbon on your own personal bama because you haven't yet come to the menucha and to the nachla. So now menucha zu Shiloh and nachla zu Yerushalayim. Menucha is a reference to the Mishkan, this reference to Shiloh, and nachla is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. And makish nachla le menucha, and we have a hekish between the two. Ma menucha Yesh acharei heter, af nachla yesh acharei heter. Just like by the Mishkan, there was a heter that came back, the heter Bamos came back. So to Yerushalayim, once Yerushalayim is destroyed, so the heter of Bamos comes back, and so you see that the Kedusha went away, like Rabbi Yitzchak said from his Rebbeim. However, Amrulei, the Talmidim of Rabbi Yitzchak, they said to him, Amart, did you really say this halacha? So Amr Lehulai, so Rabbi Yitzchak retracted, and he said, no, I never said such a thing. However, Amar Rava, not so fast. Ha'alekim, I swear, Amara, you did say it, and not only that, Vigamirnula mina mine, I myself heard it from you. So my time of Kahadarbe, so why is it that you're retracting? I know exactly why. Bisham Kasha, Rav Mari, you're retracting because of the Kasha that Rav Mari asked from our Mishnah. The Mice of Rav Mari, Kedusha Shilo, Yesha Chareheter, Kedusha Shishalayim, Eina Chareheter. The Mishnah says Lahedya, that there's no Heter Bamais after Yishalayim was destroyed, meaning because the Kedusha is still there, not like you're saying. Va'aytanan, and we have another Mishnah which says that Mishabayu Yerushalayim Nasru Habamis, then when they came to Yerushalayim Bizman Shlomo HaMelech, so Bamis became Aser V'hayu Lehem Oid Heter, and there was never a Heter again. V'hayu Sela Nachla, only Yerushalayim is our Nachla, there's no more Heter to bring a carbon elsewhere. So again, another Mishnah which seems to be saying not like you. However, says Rava, it's not a reason to retract, because Tanoihi, really it's a Mechlekes Tanoim whether or not the Kedusha went away or it stays even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed is the Machlaikas Tanayim. What's the Machlaikas? We have like this. It says, Am Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Eliezer said that Shemati, Kishahayu Bainin Beheichal, I heard that when they were building the Beis HaMikdash, when they were building in the Heichal, during the second Beis HaMikdash, so Asu Klayim Leheichal Uklayim Lazara, so they were middle of building the walls. So in the meantime, they put up temporary walls, they put up curtains by outside the Azara and outside the Heichal. However, there was a slight difference between the two. When it came to the Heichal, you couldn't stand inside the Heichal for no good reason, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So they built it, they built the wall from the outside, whereas the Azara, you're allowed to stand in the Azara, so they built the wall from the inside. But the point is that they put up these temporary walls. However, Rabbi Yeshua said that Shemati Shemakri V'nafa Pishayim Bayis. I heard from my Rebbeim, seemingly Rabbi Yeshua is coming to argue, and he says, I heard from my Rebbeim that you're allowed to bring a carbon today, even though you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. You're allowed to go to the Makom HaMikdash and bring a carbon. The Kedusha is still there. Ayiklin Kachay Kachim, Afa Pishayim Klayim, and you're allowed to eat Kachay Kachim in the Makom HaZara, even though there's no walls. Kachay Kalim V'Maiser Sheni, Afa Pishayim Klayimah, and you can eat Kachay Kalim and Maiser Sheni within the city of Yerushalayim, the old city that is, even though there's no walls. Bibnesha Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashaitu Kitchel Asilava. Because the Kedusha is still there, so even though it's destroyed, the Kedusha is still there. But what do you see from here? Michlal, it's Mashma, the Rabbi Eliezer Savar, like Kitchel Asilava. It's Mashma that Rabbi Eliezer held, not like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer held that the Kedusha went away. And that's goofa why he said to put up the curtains. Because in as much as it's destroyed, so then there's no Kedusha. So that's why they put up the curtains, so that there should be a structure there, so that there should be Kedusha. However, Amrele Ravina Luravashi, Ravina said to Ravashi, Mimai, who said that that's the pshat in the machlekes here? Who said that that's the pshat in this conversation? Dilma de kuli alma kedusha rishayna kitchel ashaitu kitchel asalava. Really, it could be that everybody holds that the kedusha does not go away. Umar mai deshmiel leikamar. Umar mai deshmiel leikamar. Each one was just saying what they heard from their rebbeim. There's no machlekes. V'chitema klayim lor b'liyazer lamali. So maybe you'll ask, so if so, if the kedusha is there even when it's destroyed, so what was the purpose in putting up these curtains, according to Rabbi Eliezer? So let's news about Alma. I'll tell you that that was just as a way of doing it because of Tznias. It wasn't respectful that it should all be just open, that the Azara should just be open, the Heichal should just be open. So they put up the curtains, not for any halachic reason, just because of Tznias. So Elikihani tonight. Rather, where do we see that it's a Machlekas Tanayim about Kitcher Rishayna, Kitcher Lashaita, the Kitchel Asilavai, or like Kitchel Asilavai? It's from the following Tanayim. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Amr Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi, said Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi, that Lama Manu Chachamim Eselu, why did the Chachamim mention, list these specific, it's a Mishnah in Erechin, in the last parak, so the Mishnah over there lists nine cities that were walled, Mimais Yeshua, regarding the Halachis of Batei Ari Chaimah, that there's nine walled cities, so why does it list Dafka these nine? There was more than nine. So explained Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi, because it's true that there's technically more than nine, but when Ezra went up, Bizman, Bayesheni, so they were only Makdish, they were only Makadish these nine cities. Aval Harishaina is the original walled cities that they didn't, that they weren't Makadish, so those were Batlu, Misha Batlu Ha'aris. So that was when Eretz Yisrael, when Yerushalayim was destroyed, so then the Kedusha of these cities also went away. So Amak Savar Kedusha Rishaina. He clearly holds that the Kedusha does not automatically remain. But then we have a stira, because we have another braisa which says that Amr Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi, the same Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi, he said, was it just these nine cities? It's says other psukim that there are many more than these nine cities. Why did the Chachamim specifically count these nine? Because when Ezra went up, Isman Bayesheni, Matsu is Elu, the Kitcham. He found these nine and he was Mekadish them. Says the Gemara, that can't be what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi said. Kitcham! He really, that's what he said, that they sanctified these. Hashta Ha'amri, Leitzrich Lekadushe. We're going to see in the end of this Braisa that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi holds that the Kedusha is there to stay, even when it gets destroyed. So they don't need to be Mekadish it. Allah Matsu is Elu, Umanum. Rather, in a Hanami, they weren't Mekadish them, there was no need for that. Rather, they simply counted these nine, to just point out the halacha is that these are considered walled cities. But however, in regards to halacha, v'loy elu b'vad, it's not just these nine that are considered walled cities. Ela kol she'tayla lach b'mesayres bi'adcha me'aveisecha, she'mukef eschayma mimais Yeshua benon, about any city about which that you have a mesayra, that it's a walled city mimais Yeshua, so kol ha'mitzvah salalu nayhagin ba. So then all the halachas of walled cities cities, for example, Purim, that we read on Tesvav, the halachis of Bati Arichayma, any city about which you have a Messiah that's a walled city, so all these halachis are going to apply to it, even though they weren't Mekadish them. Because the Kedusha never goes away. So now, perfect, now we have the two different shitas. We had the first price that we mentioned before, that the Kedusha Rishayna, that the Kedusha goes away, and now we have this memra, that the Kedusha does not go away, that the Kedusha is there to stay. However, the only problem is, says the Gemara, is that Kasha Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is that the Tana of the both prices was the exact same Tana. They're both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yaisi. So we have a stira within Rabbi Shmuel. So says the Gemara, two terutzim. Number one, trei Tanai libad Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi. First terutz is that it was two different Tanayim saying what they held is the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi. Or vibai seima, ha Rabbi Lazar bar Yaisi, amra, that this second brisa that we said, that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi said that the Kedusha is there to stay, it wasn't Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi, it was Rabbi Lazar bar Yaisi. And where are we getting this from, that that's the Shita of Rabbi Lazar bar Yaisi, that the Kedusha is there to stay, that even after it's destroyed, the Kedusha is there to stay? The Tanya, like we learned in the brisa, that Rabbi Lazar bar Yaisi amar, asher loy chayma, the pasuk says about mechiras, selling a house in the Bati Arichayma. So it says if you sell a house in a city, asher loy chayma, that it has a wall, but now the word loy, even though it's spelled lamed vav, that it has a wall, it's pronounced loy, which could be understood as lamed aleph, that it doesn't have a wall. So said Rabbi Lazar bar Yaisi, afa pisha in liachshav vahayu loy kaidel makain, even though it doesn't currently have a wall, since it used to have a wall, so that's considered a walled city, meaning the Kedusha does not go away. So we see that that's the Shita of Rabbi Lazar bar Yaisi, so that's the second way we could get out of the Stira. That the first Tana was Rabbi Shmuel bar Yaisi, and this second Tana over here is Rabbi Lazar bar Yaisi.